French Language Builder by Michelle Thomas. Copyright Michelle Thomas. Recording copyright Hodder & Stoughton Educational, a division of Hodder Headline Limited, 2001. Recording 1. Welcome to the Michelle Thomas Language Builders. If you've learned French with the Michelle Thomas 8-hour course, you'll be familiar with the way Michelle teaches you to build sentences, continually reviewing what you've done and taking you on to new material. This course is an extension of his groundbreaking method. Not only will you consolidate what you've learned so far, but you'll also be learning all the extra little expressions which you hear every day in France and which will make your French sound natural. If you have not learned French with Michelle, you may be a little surprised at first, since there's nothing to memorize, no vocabulary lists or grammar drills. But after a few minutes, you'll become excited by Michelle's totally new approach, and you'll be speaking and understanding real French painlessly and with confidence. Please do read the introduction in the accompanying booklet before you start the recordings. So now, over to Michelle Thomas.
Bonjour, hello and greetings to all of you who wanted me to continue teaching you. I'm very happy to talk to you again. Let's start with I want, which is je veux. Whenever I ask you a question, immediately after I say it in English, use the pause button and think it out and say it out loud in French. And then I will say it. For instance, if I say, I want, stop and say, je veux, and I will say, je veux. I want it is, je le veux. I want that would be, stop and say it, je veux ça. I want to have it, je veux l'avoir. I want to have that. Stop. Say it. Je veux avoir ça. I would like to see it or to see him. I would like, je voudrais, to see it, to see him, le voir. I would like to see her. Je voudrais la voir. I would like very much to see her. Much or very much is beaucoup. I would like very much to see her. Je voudrais beaucoup la voir. I must speak with her. Je dois parler avec elle. With him, avec lui. I must speak with him. Je dois parler avec lui. I must talk. To speak and to talk is parler. I must talk to him. Je dois lui parler. Also means I must talk to her. I like, I love, j'aime. I love or I like to do it. J'aime le faire. I would like to go there. It could be je voudrais to go, aller. There is là. But much more often, for there you use e, which has the same position as it or any pronoun. For instance, I would like to go there would be je voudrais y aller. Y spelled y, y aller means to it or there. I would like to go there, je voudrais y aller, or je voudrais y aller. The S of je voudrais can be pushed into the vowel of I. Je voudrais y aller, I would like to go there. I'm going to go there. I will go there, I'm going to go there. Je vais y aller. I'm going to go there. I'm going there. J'y vais. I there go. J'y vais, I'm going there. Sometimes, quelquefois. Quelquefois, sometimes. Once or one time, une fois, twice, deux fois, two times, three times, trois fois, for the first time, pour la première fois, the last time, la dernière fois, and the next time, the approaching time, la prochaine fois. I go there sometimes. J'y vais quelquefois. But not often. Mais pas souvent. Often, souvent. Very often, très souvent. But not very often. Mais pas très souvent. It is very rare. Rare, of course, is rare. C'est très rare. It is very rare. It is not very interesting. Ce n'est pas très intéressant. Interesting, intéressant. Very interesting, très intéressant. If you cut after très, then you don't push the S into the vowel of intéressant. You can say, ce n'est pas très, cut, intéressant. But mostly you will say, ce n'est pas très intéressant. It is not very interesting. Besides, is d'ailleurs, d'ailleurs. Besides, I don't like to do it. D'ailleurs, I don't like, je n'aime pas to do it, le faire. D'ailleurs, je n'aime pas le faire. So again, it is not very interesting, ce n'est pas très intéressant, and besides, d'ailleurs, it is too far, c'est trop loin, loin, far. It is very far, c'est très loin. It is very far from here. C'est très loin d'ici. D'ici, from here. De, of, or from. So, and besides, it is too far from here. Et d'ailleurs, c'est trop loin d'ici. If you want to ask for direction, in English you will say, how far is it from here? In French, one is more interested in knowing, is it far from here? C'est loin d'ici? It is not far, ce n'est pas loin. It is near here. Near is près. Près, it sounds like ready, but near from is près de. It is near here in French. It is near from here. From or of de, c'est près d'ici. It is near from here. It is near here. So ce n'est pas très loin. It is not very far. Ce n'est pas très loin. You can walk. To walk is to go on foot. Aller à pied. Pied is spelled P-I-E-D, like pedestrian. To go on foot, aller à pied. You can walk, vous pouvez aller à pied. Or vous pouvez aller à pied. It is too far to go there, to walk there. It is too far, c'est trop loin. To, whenever to implies in order to, you use pour, for, like for to. I repeat, whenever to in English implies in order to, you say for to, in order to, pour, followed by the verb. So it is too far to go there on foot or to walk there. C'est trop loin pour y aller, in order to go there à pied. C'est trop loin pour y aller à pied. You can take a taxi. You can, vous pouvez, you can take, vous pouvez prendre. You can take a taxi, vous pouvez prendre un taxi. One must go there, one must, or one has to, on doit. On doit y aller, or on doit y aller, by car is in car, en voiture. On doit y aller en voiture. One must go there by car. One can take a taxi to go there. One can, on peut, or on doit, one must, prendre un taxi, take a taxi, to go there, again, in order to go there, pour y aller,